Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of the Hella Tired Podcast. I'm your host, per usualito, Bubba McComb, a.k.a. the Willy Wonka Wonder, a.k.a. The Wizard of Waverly, I don't know, also known as the Suburban Shaman. Today, I'm very, very happy to bring you one of the youngest and funniest individuals out here in the Phoenix comedy scene. Please put your silent applaud together for Mr. Avery Gingrey, a.k.a. the Cheeseburger Bandit, a.k.a. Little Daddy, because this guy looks like he's 30, but he's 17, and it's really happy to have you, man. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, Bubba. I want to thank you for inviting the thief of cheeseburgers onto your...
Of course, man. I had to make sure that I hit all my patties, dude, because I know how you get.
Because
you be stealing the fucking cheeseburgers, bro.
I do steal cheeseburgers, but that's only because I know Ronald McDonald
personally
hates the Grimace. I know that inside his soul that Ronald McDonald is just like...
The other night at Catalina's, you were wearing a purple shirt, and then you had mentioned that, like, I look like Grimace, and that was one of the funniest fucking things, dude. Because, like, dude, anyone wearing a purple shirt can be compared to Grimace, but, like, on a comedy stage, and you doing it to yourself, like, that was a fucking nice little treat right there.
The thing is, I've had a lot of purple polos in my life.
Yeah, man.
And I had a long sleeve purple polo that I did a squatting picture in one time, but then I lost that one to a white Czechoslovakian lock-in lady.
Was she fine at least, dude?
Yeah, she was fucking...
All right.
She was decent, you know.
So she's rocking it somewhere.
Her mom was weird, but I have this new polo that an old white man gave me, and I've been calling old white men sultans.
Oh, shit.
He's a fucking sultan, dog. That's just what he was.
So how did you end up just getting a shirt from a white guy?
It's just we went golfing, and I fucking had like a Detroit Pistons shirt on. And then he was just like, you know what? Here's a fucking real golf shirt. He gives me the Stars golf shirt with it, which is this like a... Like charity fucking thing.
Okay. Like an event shirt.
Helps the special, you know.
Gotcha.
I don't want to say retarded. The proceeds. That's fucking not okay.
Special needs, mentally developmentally challenged. Developmentally challenged. I don't know what the PC term is, man. But you know, there's no hatred behind our words here. If you're getting uncomfortable, fucking fuck off, dude. All right.
For real.
Just chill the hell out.
Like I got a fucking polo, and it has a yellow polo, man. So I call it a mustard stain.
There you go. Yeah. It's from work. Leave me alone, dude. So, have you been a golfer for a while? Is this something new?
Dude, I've been a golfer forever. Dude.
Yeah?
Like, I've been golfing for about 3 years now, and...
consistently?
Yeah. Like, I try to go at least fucking about 6 times a fucking month, you know?
What?
Yeah.
Are you fucking with me right now?
I'm not fucking with you on that, dog.
Because, I really have a hard time telling when you're not, when you're serious, dude, when you're not.
I'm serious as fuck. Like,
You've been golfing consistently for three years.
I got a set of Callaway X16s. I got a Cleveland driver. I've got a Titleist driver just for those fucking, you know, shifty holes
He knows Titleist and Callaway, so who am I to say?
And that's don't forget up. Cleveland. Cleveland's out there also.
Oh, so Cleveland's a brand.
I don't want to bring up Tony Armour, but Cleveland, it's out there.
Okay. All right. So fuck. That's what's up. Are you good by now? Or are you
I'm pretty decent. You know what I mean? If I put my mind to it and I'm like, you know what? Here we are. This goddamn... I'm a flawless golfer, you know, but, you know...
Calm the fuck down.
It's about me. I don't want to fucking talk it up like that because the golf gods could start...
So if you were doing like a 9-hole day, what are you ending at the end of the day?
We're in that 42 area. In that 42. On a 36 bar, we're in that 32 area. I mean, 46.
Okay, that's fucking good, So you're essentially parring the majority of them.
Yeah.
Wow, dude.
It's mostly pars. We're taking birdies if we can.
I've never had a birdie in my life, dude.
Oh, damn.
I used to go golfing with my dad and my mom just because it is fun. Like, it's fun even when you suck, it's fun. Mm-hmm. And I got pretty close. I just, like, fucking ultra smashed
a par three driver, and like it just went straight that's for the first time ever. And it got on the green, and I was like, oh shit, and I putt. And I got it, and I was like, none of this was supposed to happen.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So right. I haven't really actually did a legit birdie yet. Like, intentional, I know what I'm doing birdie, you know?
Yeah, for real.
So I can't count that one.
Sometimes you're on those par fives, you just roll it on up there. It barely gets on the green, and you finish it off because it broke to the left instead of the right.
I can't believe you're a good golfer, dude. And, the way you dress makes all barely, the difference now. Like, the majority of your clothes are golf-friendly.
Yeah, for real.
Right.
Like, I want like, people who are big fans of Phil Mickelson to be like, oh, hell yeah, this folk, he knows that fucking Matt Kuchar is, like, way better than fucking
Tiger Woods. Who knows when someone's going to cast a black golfer in a movie or a show or something, dog? There's not that many of them, right? Tiger, who else, dude?
If you're a guy,
Raj Singh is like almost. You can almost pass off as a black dude, right?
Yeah.
But like that's about it, man.
Raj Singh?
Yeah.
Is that a golfer?
Raj Singh? Yeah, he's like a super dark, like a Middle Eastern.
Is he in those driving competitions?
Only reason I know about golf is because my dad watches golf fucking religiously, and sometimes I just sit down. Raja Singh.
Damn.
Hold on, let me make sure I'm making the right reference here for the listeners. But yeah, that was pretty funny. I just saw him. I was like, oh shit, dude, he's another black golfer. And
I'll tell you this, man. Like, when I went to the course after Tigers made that win, like, it was hard for me to put it out there on the driving range, man.
Of course.
It's hard.
Of course, man.
Hard. Like, I just ended up giving up. Going to the goddamn
Vijay Singh, not Raja, Vijay Singh. I'm so sorry for interrupting, and I'm so sorry for getting that wrong. But here he is, right here. Like,
oh, God.
from the back though, damn. I was fooled. I was like, oh, cool, another black golfer. And damn. I was like, oh, that's not okay. He's not black, so it's fine. So yeah, dude, there's probably a whole bunch of casting roles waiting for you in the future, man. Golfing somehow, some way, is getting popular, more and more popular.
Dude, seriously, man, it's growing.
Dude, as much as I don't give a fuck about Tiger Woods, I don't fucking care about any of the drama he's experienced. Whatever, dude.
Yeah, I don't give a
that
fuck.
That was pretty cool him. To see him, like, come out on top again for first time in a long time.
When it comes down to it, it's dope as fuck to see a golfer go through turmoil because, like, when you're on the course, it's so easy to, like, forget what the world really is. You know what
okay,
I mean?
Okay, yeah,
and
yeah,
it's
yeah.
just like, oh, we're golfing right now. We're having a fun time on the six holes. But when you, like, really take a step back and, like, look at the publicity that they have going into golf, it's like, holy shit, you know, like, Tiger Woods is, like, he's not fucking asking for any of this. They're
right.
just giving it to him.
Right.
You know what I mean? They're just like...
He's just a good guy golfing.
He's for real, dude. Yep. He's just a fucking regular dude golfing, and it's fucking him up, honestly.
Yeah. Because,
like, golf is horrible for your body, dog.
Dude, I hear
fuck
that.
Fuck up your knees after a while.
Knees and back, right?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
My first golf coach, he had some really huge back problems from golf.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, this is coming from, like, an old fucking math teacher.
Right,
know, who
right.
used to be, like, killing it when it came down to, like, fucking, like, putting it on the green, but now he's just fucking slicing
it. All twisted up, huh?
He's slicing it, and it's just, like, topping the ball.
That's,
and
like,
it's fucking...
That's how I imagine, like, only thing I can try and almost relate it to is, like, skateboarding. Like, I skateboarded so fucking hard for so long when I was young. Oh, right. Like, just as a 27-year-old, like, I shouldn't feel the way I feel. And I know a lot of it came from skateboarding. Like, I broke my wrists multiple times. I can't, like... That's why, dude, okay, so I'm going to go off on a little sidetrack here, but I got hired, I won't say where, I got hired at a place that I was really excited to work at, and this is pretty recently, and I went there to work, did everything they asked me to, I was having a great time, and then they're like, okay, so the last thing that, you know, we do is we help the wait staff run food, and I was like, nope. I just literally said, I was like, nah. Not tonight. I was like, I didn't agree to that. Like, you didn't mention that shit because my wrists are so fucked up. I can't, like, I cannot. Like, that's as far as they go, bro. Like, I can't do that shit.
Yeah.
I can't hold giant fucking trays.
If I was performing anywhere, I'd never fucking help the waitstaff.
Fuck no.
I love the waitstaff.
Me too.
I'm not going to say anything bad.
And they're God level.
Straight up.
Dude, I don't understand how people are good at that.
Dude, but sometimes you see like a badass waiter and, you know, it's like, bring my chorus over here to me, please.
Dude, I've seen people even at like Stand Up Live going through those little tiny ass fucking gaps with holding a tray above their head full of food. And I'm like, that's a fucking occupational phobia for me, dog. Yeah, like, I will not run food, period.
I think, you know what? I think what helps the waiters like balance the food is
servers, dog.
There's like a little print. there's like a little handprint under where to place.
But see how your wrist is bending? Do that again.
Look at that.
You're good, dude. Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
That's normal range of motion. there's no way. Yeah. And on top of that, like from football, like my shoulders are all fucked. So even if I wanted to bring, that's as far as my this shoulder goes. This one can go back pretty far, but this one right here, that's as far back as it goes, man.
Yeah.
So when they brought it up to me, I was like, this is my last night, like, not doing that shit.
And so I
quit. And I'm not really even sure how I got into that story. I took a sidetrack real quick from a story we were just talking about. And now I can't remember what we were talking about leading up to that.
I'm sorry. I started talking about waiters and whatnot.
Yeah.
And that's just because, look, when it comes down to it, you want to be in a fucking club. You know what I mean?
Yes,
you
dude.
Be in a fucking club.
I want to work at a comedy club.
Yeah.
But I just don't. I will do everything. Like, I was doing everything. Like, they told me I'd be doing everything.
Wow.
And I'm not going to say which one. It doesn't matter, dude. It really doesn't matter because the people there are amazing. But I was just like, nah, man. If this is a required thing, like, sorry, man. You guys lost a really, really hard worker, dude, because I would have done everything the right way all the time.
But you couldn't bend that wrist backwards.
I won't. You know how people are like, I won't bend the knee? I won't bend the wrist. It's a Game of Thrones shit, dog. You can't make me do it, and I won't do it.
You can't bend a knee. You can't bend the wrist. What the fuck can you do? You can fucking bartend? Oh, goddamn it.
Yeah, I could fucking bartend. I'd be pretty good at that, probably. But no, I just like, I don't know, man. Sound.
Yeah.
The door.
Dude,
hosting.
You know, I actually been speaking of sound. Hate to bring this up, but I actually been bumping a lot of Conway Twitty.
Why you hate to bring that up, man?
Because I think.
Thank God you said someone respectable.
Yeah, for real, dog.
Fuck, dude.
I've been bumping him because it's helping me kind of cooperate with or kind of like accept the death of Chuck Berry. And I'm just like, oh, dude, I love the guy so much.
Oh, my
God.
I
love him so much. Because, look, Sweet Little 16 changed my life. And also,
okay,
c'est la vie is like a term that,
yes,
it's like, it's a term that I need to stop saying, but it sometimes saves your boy out of a lot of fucking sticky situations.
Sure.
You know.
Sure. Just throw one out of your pocket, dude. Yeah. C'est la vie. Like, huh? You know, hey, you know what I'm talking about. Like,
yeah. It's just like you say some fucked up shit and then you get them back when you fucking just say, well, you know what? That's just the way it is, you know. And fucking, I'm just going to keep talking about fucking Whole Foods and how slanging soap.
Dude, Whole Foods cool? soap. Is, you know what, man? I feel where you're coming from. That soap. I can't back the price of it, but fuck, is it good soap, my dude. I broke and bought a bar of it. Actually, my ex-girlfriend bought a bar of it for me.
Wait. Are you talking about
the soap at Whole Foods?
Wait, they have their own, what's their off-brand?
No. It's like a company that has like a giant like fucking display of a whole bunch of different soaps that are all like cut in different sizes and stuff.
Damn, I feel that. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know about like Whole Foods soap, like their hand soap and shit, but they have like bar soap for showers and shit.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's like different colors, right? Okay. Yeah.
So fire, dude.
I've gotten so many samples of that goddamn soap at the mall. Dude.
Blueberry vanilla, dude, is what
just
I
like,
landed on.
Yeah. Wash your hands in this weird sink instead of a store. It's like,
feel how soft your hands are. And then you're like, God damn, my hands are really soft. And like, it's like, what the fuck? Why does that ever matter?
Yeah.
Like, what an odd selling point, right?
Yeah, oh,
no. Feel how soft your hands are. Don't you want your hands to feel soft all the time? I don't know. Like,
you want them to be as soft as possible, you know?
But, like,
Ladies love soft hands.
Why well, do they? Yeah, I don't.
Also helps you on the golf course. They,
soft hands.
That's how I knew I was a golfer from fucking day one. I was like,
oh, because it like pretty much like fucking cranks all of your dead skin and calluses off your hands.
Yeah,
huh?
That. Yeah. And also, like old people will be watching your golf swing because you know how old people are, and I'm sorry, elderly people. And
we don't have to respect old people, man.
I try to keep it politically correct. No, as no, much no. As I
they're
can.
Old. So there
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, yeah there you go. if AARP and fucking Tom Likas.
As soon as the fucking center of your neck starts to droop, you're old. Not a bad thing. Yeah. It's just now when I refer to you, it's the old guy. Elderly sounds like the guy who's about to fucking die. You know what I mean?
You know what? It's all good. When you drop that elderly, then it's like, oh, he's just being nice.
But here's the thing. But you know why they think that? Because elderly is an endearing term. Yeah. There's respect attached to it.
Yeah, for real.
And dude, I'm not gonna try to sound like a dick or someone. I'm not even trying to be funny, but like I don't respect old people off jump like that.
Wow, you're not one of those. No, dude, my mom always told me that comes down to like fucking being nice and fucking saying the right thing. You know?
No, I'm not saying I'm mean to old elderly people. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying like treating them with like the utmost respect. Yeah. That whole ideal. Fuck that.
Yeah.
You know how many old people I've ran into that are such fucking assholes? Like the majority of people. Then I'm like, fuck you, or the old or old people.
Old people are fucked, but you know when you're on the course, some of them are nice, but they just don't know what to say because like the fucking like slang has changed so much in the last few years. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So you see an old dude on the course and he's fucking talking about your golf swing. Well then. It's like, don't be offended if he says you got soft hands, you know, because that's only a good thing. It makes it
easier. He's not trying to offend anyone.
Yeah, yeah. It makes it fucking easier when you to get it on the green, you know, because it comes down to short game, you know.
For sure. For sure. And just to think about, like, the idea of like an older person saying some shit to you and, like, just through societal expectations, letting it slide because they're old.
Yeah.
That's the most stupid shit I ever heard in my life, dude.
If it's like too overboard, you know what I mean? Sometimes I myself may take it a little bit overboard, but like
that's okay.
It's like if it's too overboard from like a fucking dude named Gerald.
Right.
Like then I'm like, oh shit.
Right.
Your brown leather Tommy Hill figures, that's not just because you got them at TJ Maxx.
And, like, and the worst.
I'm just trying to fucking step on my fucking ass.
God, I know, dude. I know. I'm trying not to get too aggressively angry about old people because like dude I don't want to come off like I hate old people. It's not the fucking case at all, but like just for example, I was at outside of a coffee shop playing Kendama and like laughing with my friends, and we were talking about something like
Kendama is this
the ball and cup toy.
Okay, I thought it was a little fucking Happy Meal toy that they gave you at Wendy's.
That'd be tight though. That'd be sick. Happy Meals, McDonald's, though, dude. All right,
dude. All right,
don't
I'm
make
sorry.
That mistake again.
You know,
okay,
I actually, fucking, I had to quit a Mickey D's, and I still want my $267 fucking dollars from Mickey D's. I just want to say this: if there's a fucking Mickey D, McDonald's representative watching this,
did you work?
Yeah,
you didn't get paid.
Yeah,
They have it.
I quit. They said we have your check at the fucking corporate office.
Mm-hmm.
I go in there multiple times. Fucking nothing, dude. Nothing at all. I try to hit up the corporate office.
Okay.
Priscilla is her name. She's a Mexican lady. She's bad as fuck. She looks like Elaine's million dollar muffin invention, the muffin top. She's a fucking dime.
Okay.
I call her in my phone instead of Priscilla. Because she works at McDonald's, I call her Priscilla.
Okay, because she makes that money.
Long story short, I still haven't received my $267 from McDonald's, and I'm fucking angry, goddammit.
Yeah, I think you need to call someone like, okay, so what's the next step since you guys are stealing my money?
Yeah, I don't know. I think I'm just letting it fucking
Do I need to call the cops?
I'll let bygones be bygones, you know, because...
No!
Whatever.
$267 is a lot of money, man. The fuck?
I know, right?
If I just had an extra $260 right now, my life would be fucking great.
You know what the saddest part about it is also? my mother fucking front. She sends me $300 in advance because I just asked her.
Okay.
And still nothing from McDonald's.
Sounds like we gotta fucking start still, a Facebook petition, dude.
Yeah.
Get probably, your fucking money yeah, back, right?
I saw the. Oh my God, Jesus Christ! Wait. Why did we get on the topic of McDonald's?
I don't know.
But you were saying get the fucking
money.
Oh,
the Kendama toy. And I said...
Oh, yeah. What I'm saying is, I saw a fucking... I hate to bring this up before you keep telling me about this fucking Kendama that's actually a real toy and not just a fucking...
Right. No,
Wendy's
no.
little girl.
Don't ever apologize.
badass fucking kid. You know what I mean? Sometimes I try to give like... people's bone structures and name, you know? It's like, you got a real Kyle, you know? You got a...
okay.
You got a Kyle structure.
What's my face structure,
you
know? Dude?
You got a... I'm not going to give you a Seth, but it's a Kyle. It's a Kyle.
I don't like that, man. That's fine.
Okay.
No. It is what it is, but I don't like it.
It's like a Corbin, you know? It's like... what I'm saying, I saw this Steve, you know what I mean? The Steve bone structure. And look, I know we have some... there may be some comics named Steven. Look, if you don't got a fucking Steve bone structure, change your name.
Right. Change it to what you fit, my dude. Stay in your lane.
Goddamn name if you don't got a fucking Steve bone structure. Steve bone structure posts on his Instagram that he has a fucking GoFundMe. It's like, why do you just want people to donate money
for
to
what
you?
Though? Just to
it's just a fucking it's help? Just a GoFundMe for just himself. That's all. And then he's just posting on his Instagram story him walking through fucking West Phoenix. It's like, oh, okay. This GoFundMe is his livelihood and also 401k.
yeah. And, you know, fucking people fall on hard times and, like, I get it, but do something for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for real.
Just offer, like,
nobody just wants to see you on fucking line. Like,
dude.
Hey, can I have a few dollars for my GoFundMe?
Right.
My mom fucking doesn't want me going to school anymore. It's like,
and I'm not going to drop any names because, like, I don't want to, like, embarrass anyone, but there's someone out here that's like, hey, man, like, I don't have any money right now. Is there any odd jobs I can do around anyone's house? Like, pick up your backyard, clean, like, do whatever. Like, I'll do whatever for... you know, the low or whatever. I just need money. It's like, dude, yeah, I want to help someone like that that wants to also, like, it's a bartering system, man. Like, you do something for me, I'll do something for you. It doesn't always have to be like that, but it's nice when it's reciprocated.
Look, I just want to say that Steve-ass-looking motherfucker, like, his glasses are fucking beautiful.
His glasses are nice, huh?
Fucking glasses are hot.
All right, tell him to sell his fucking glasses then, dog.
Because I think in today's time... when it comes down to trying to be politically correct, which is so hard as a fucking comedian in 2019, like, it's so hard to stay politically correct because for years, dog, comics have just been like, fucking kid got hit by a bus the other day. You know?
I didn't say this little faggy kid, like, got hit by a black school bus driver. It's like, whoa, dude. Like, when you listen to old, like, even George Carlin, bro, like,
dude, seriously. Fuck it. Sometimes it just gets so raunchy and it's just, like, gruesome for no reason, but we all know what the reason is.
But here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. Even when you watch it like that and there's unchecked, dude, there's no such thing as PC in that world back then, whatever.
No.
You still feel and understand that it's not coming from a place of hatred or malice. It's just coming from an observation. It's the way he's presenting it. It makes it funny.
Yeah.
If he was just saying the things he said on stage, people would be like, what the fuck's the matter with you, man?
Dude, straight up,
but, like,
man,
that's why comedians should be able to just to kind of go wherever they want because, dude, now there are some comedians that try to offend people and you can feel it, right?
Yeah.
Like, they try to push a button and get someone mad at them.
It's a shame to see that shit.
And I don't like that. Yeah. I think that the button should be pushed because... what joke's being told, but not, like, to a point where it's like, fuck you and, like, degrade them. But, like, to say something degrading in general, that's an opportunity to be funny because on the right stage, the right platform, you can't even interpret it as hateful.
And people going for that, like, very shock value, like, satire, like, cadence of stand-up, it's like, cut that shit out because it's gonna fuck up the energy for because when I fucking get on stage, it's gonna be like weird ass, like, oh yeah, I'm just doing stand up.
but here's the thing though, I will say I did follow someone like that. Again, no names, but initials JB.
Oh nice.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about now, huh?
Wow. God.
And his act is very aggressive and very offensive, right? And like that one time worked out to my advantage because like I got on stage, I was like, okay, like, are we all good? And like everyone just liked that I addressed the energy, right? And they're like, oh God, at least he said something about it, you know?
Sometimes you get on stage and it's just like somebody just like totally beating the Bible.
I know,
and
man.
It's like, yeah, it was totally cool to fucking talk about that shit in the 80s, you know what I mean? But now, today,
gotta
it's like,
adapt, dude.
All right, dude.
And that's the thing. If you're going to be offended, you better be the best.
Yeah, for
real. Because if you're not just undoubtedly funny, it's never going to come off as jokingly or lighthearted, you know?
Yeah, it's like people kind of tend to forget that people aren't going to like be leaving a comedy show like thinking like, about the obscenities that you said. They want to talk about the upside.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. No one goes to a comedy show to get offended.
And then also, like, what I've been doing as myself to kind of, like, keep this falsehood of, suspending disbelief in stand-up, because that's, you know, what it is.
Right, right.
To keep that alive, like, it's like changing up old formulas, you know what I mean? Like saying instead of objectifying women, which we should not be doing anymore,
right,
you know, 2019, but we should be objectifying men.
Right, right.
I think it's funny to like be like, the other day I saw a construction worker. I catcalled him.
Right. Well, dude, just last night, Eden Nault, comedian, openly gay comedian, he was talking about some crazy, like, male-focused sexual shit, and it was hilarious to hear that side of it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's like, so I was fucking my bitch, right? Like, if someone would have to get really graphic into something when it's, like, a man and a woman, like, it's just so naturally accepted. But then when a guy gets up there and talks about having, like, a 9-way fuck fest with a dude and, like, whatever, dude, I was dying laughing because, like, it's just a perspective you don't hear very often. And that's what I like to search for in comedy. I like the build-up punchlines that you can kind of see coming. I like, it's all funny, but what kind of comedy I love is just the perspective that's like, oh, shit, I don't think I've heard anyone talk about it like that before. Yeah. And it's hard to write like that, and it's harder to find someone like that too. But there's a couple people out here, man, that impress me so fucking much with their writing abilities, dude. Just
you can like really like some of these fucking like I feel like I myself, you know, tapping down and like, you know, being a lot more, like, making my set a lot more intimate, you know what I mean?
Sure,
like, so that, like, instead of it just be me dancing all over these fucking topics, you know what I mean? Like, it's me, like, bringing folks in to, like, a story that means something much broader, you know?
And they would rather hear that.
Yeah, for real. Also, it's also remembering that you don't want to be a fucking, bitch ass motherfucker.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, and again, like, I don't have anything against any style of comedy at all. Like, a comedy is comedy to me. If you're making people laugh based on what you're saying, then you're a comedian, and I respect whatever level you're on and however you do it. But I just like to be, like, I don't want to ask myself, would they think that's funny? Like, I don't ever want that to be the deal. I want to be like, I think that's hilarious. Let's try and see if I can make people think it's funny too.
Yeah.
Like, I don't ever want to write from a perspective like, okay, so what would be funny? Like, all right, if I said like something crazy right there, they'd probably laugh at that. Like, but some people can write that way and they know it's going to get a laugh. And like the confidence is awesome. Yeah. But for me, that I just don't want to do that. And completely separate from that point, one of the person that has impressed me the most, I think, and yeah, I see a lot of.
I'm hella tired.
Me too, dude. me too. The person that I am most impressed with as far as writing and like tweaking his jokes from like week to week to make it's Dustin Cade, dude.
Oh my god.
He is like one of the best. Oh man, and I haven't seen all the comedians yet, of course. Like I'm just speaking from the people that I have seen enough times to know. Like, dude, he has been working on like not the same set, but these jokes that I've like been seeing for a few months. I've been really paying attention to him, and the way he's just slightly tweaking them every time makes it funnier. I'm like, dude, how do you only progress like that, man, as a writer? And I'm so bad at writing jokes, dude. I'm terrible.
He's a pretty decent he's a good comic. I'm not gonna talk him down any. But
he's new. There's a lot of us that are new too.
For real. Yeah. Like talking about drugs in a set. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sometimes when I be talking about drugs in a set, the crowd will pull away because. Mm-hmm.
You're 17?
Because, though, it's probably mostly that, but but it's like, you know, they may be, like, not believing that.
Okay.
Like, oh, like, maybe you're not delivering it in a, like, fashionable manner.
Right, or, like, a truthful
whatever, manner. I'm just saying, like, it's some real shit when you're fucking talking about that.
Yeah.
You know, like, fucking, you're talking about Adderall and whatnot.
Yeah,
it's like, if you bring up Adderall on a set, usually people are all with it, but you start talking about countertops and shit, then it's like, oh, okay, let's hold back. I don't want to hear about beer bottle caps.
Bring it back. Yeah, yeah. And into Dustin's like benefit, he looks like a stoner.
Amphetamine.
Yeah, I love it, man. And it's funny to notice how much your presentation on stage can alter how people receive your jokes. Like, there's a couple people out here that just look such like an angry white person that it's like, you got to address that right away. Like you look so white and aggressive.
I just want, statement. Like that's a fucking staple in stand up today.
Yeah.
Like it's I'd like to think about stand up a lot because it's insane to like when you're doing this shit, like when you're really fucking, you know, I don't know, fucking Wild West, you know,
right,
doing
right.
shit. Like, it's insane what the vices in stand-up that are being created. You know what I mean?
It is pretty crazy how much...
Like
how
there's just this type of comedians that are fucking up the whole thing, you know? It's like... what I'm saying is, like, comic fucking... a comic like who was a cop comic, a police officer who goes on stage telling the host to say he was a police officer.
Right,
it's like telling you your fucking like day job, you
right,
know, or some shit like he was a firefighter and he's fucking doing that shit. Like if you're good at it and you fucking do that, then it's cool.
Exactly.
But if you're going up and you're just fucking like not even like addressing the fact that you're a cop comedian,
right?
Like, when you say that you used to be a fucking police officer,
right,
you understand what I mean? Like, people are going to, saying you're a fucking police officer before going on stage is going to raise the fucking suspension of disbelief
right,
incredibly.
And to Jim's credit, he has fucking mastered that introduction.
Well, you know what?
And the first joke he tells and how he goes into it. And he has, like, he found his, like, cadence, man. Like, and that's a really tough act to work out because there's a lot of people that are, for one, don't fucking like cops and are turned off by the fact that he was a cop in the first place. But there's a joke that he tells now about how he got out of, like, how he was not a cop anymore. And it's fucking hilarious how he actually... retired or was forced to retire. And so when he goes on stage now, the first joke isn't about something completely unrelated to like being a police officer. Oh, but dude, he's like really mastered that
I wasn't saying this specifically to him.
I'm just like,
I'm a bitch ass when it comes to comedy, you know what I mean?
I feel
like,
it, dude.
I'm so, like...
Particular.
Yeah, I'm very particular, very decisive when it comes down to stand-up. You know what I'm saying? If you're he's a cop, but he's not a cop. He's just a regular dude.
Right.
Then it's just like, time, you know?
Sure. Sure. And there's probably plenty of people who have tried to do that same exact thing. And it's just, it never gets good because they just ride on that or just don't ever mention it. Like you said, like if you say you're something and don't ever mention what you just got introduced as, like there's probably a lot of wrong ways to do it. And like, oh dude, I couldn't even imagine trying to work out that set in an open mic, how vicious comics are, bro. Like comics aren't.
It's probably very, but you know, when somebody's like trying to fucking like, you know, just kind of run through fucking stand up, you know
sure.
what I mean? And just like, sure. kind of like talk about it and it kind of like just. Kind of like beat the fucking art form, you know what I mean?
Right, like a hobbyist.
Yeah. It's like get a fucking real hobby. I got mine, golf, you know.
I got kendama.
Like stand up is the fucking main thing, but you see some shitty fucking goddamn comics out here. But it's all fine, you know. You're really good at stand up. I
thank you so much, man. I feel the same way.
A meatloaf joke.
Me?
Yeah. Did I see you do a meatloaf?
No, but I could though. Like the guy meatloaf or the food meatloaf? I might be able to pull off one or the other.
Like the guy meatloaf.
Yeah.
No, probably the food meatloaf.
Yeah. I have a joke about food, like me being a food fetish webcam model and shit. Yeah. And I think I had mentioned, I was trying to find examples. Like, and I was trying to work it all out in the mics, and I found like the three things I like. But I think I did mention meatloaf one time.
Look, meatloaf is wholesome, but I love my mother. Shout out to the mother. She makes me meatloaf, but out of Morningstar.
Yes, dude.
And
it's
delicious, dude. And it's like she cooks it together just so wholesomely, dude.
Moms just know how to make the best shit.
Goddamn,
if I tried to cook the same exact thing for you with the same ingredient, same process, it would taste completely different, dude. Isn't that funny how that shit works? But all right, guys, we're approaching the 40-minute mark. We're going to have to go ahead and take a small break for a commercial break / sponsorship. So we'll be back after this short message with Avery Gingrey. I love you. And we're back. Hella Tired Podcast with Avery Gingrey. It's dead. The motherfucking dead. Cheeseburger
wow.
Bandito. Friendito. Listen to the fucking ad. Make sure you leave me a voice message. Just understand how easy it is, and I'll answer your fucking questions on a podcast, possibly. I'd like to incorporate like a fan question. So listen to it.
Fan question?
So shout out to Copa Coffee for sponsoring the podcast.
Trying to get comments on this? Oh, shit.
Yeah,
dude,
no.
They have some really good ass fucking coffee.
Right, dude. Avery, like, we took our little sponsorship break, and he's like, hey, man, can I have more coffee? I was like, yes, you can. Yeah. This is literally why it's here, just to drink it with podcast guests, get them turned on to it. Hopefully they spread the word. So Kova, thank you guys so much. They've been holding it down since fucking like episode 9, dude. You guys are the best ever. Go to kovacoffee.com. Enter Kova5 for $5 off your first order. Make sure you send some good reviews, some good love to their page. Share it. Tell your friends about it. So, I don't really know what we're talking about before we took a break, but,
we were just discussing, comedic rhetoric,
right.
That should be respected. I'm just sick of riding, public transportation. You know what I mean?
You
go on the bus and it's like, really, dude? You brought a carton of eggs. That's all you bought from the dollar store. You bought a carton of eggs from the dollar tree.
But maybe it was the only thing he needed.
to make the most grandioso feast you've ever seen in his in your life, dude.
Should have burped into your mic.
It's okay. I don't. It's okay. I don't use that one.
Dude, if you're on the bus with some fucking weird ass motherfucking kids,
yeah,
you got kids on a bus, you know, like
I'm gonna be completely honest, man. I've only taken
over and get a concussion
or die. I've only taken the bus twice, man, and both times it was just like, this sucks, dude. Like I wouldn't want to do it multiple times, man. I can't. Ugh. I can't relate, but I sympathize, dude. Like, fuck. You just got to keep fucking working, bro. Stack that cash, buy a little $1,200 banger real quick, and drive it till it stops.
If you got the money for a kid, go ahead for it. You know what I mean? But right. If you fucking got a kid and you shouldn't have a kid, go fucking go to Whole Foods or some shit.
You know? Or El Super. El Super is a sleeper cell, bro. You've never even been to El Super before, huh?
I have been to El Super.
It's fucking sick, way.
It's like fries, but Hispanic.
And just better. Well, I can't say better, but yeah, it's like the food city of Bash's. You know what I mean? Like Bash's owns Food City, and I think Fry's owns El Super.
Dude, I think that Fry's does own El Super.
I think so.
But I think that may be just a locally owned franchise that...
could be right.
That owns a Fry's, and then they just like... Like, they own a chain of Fry's in the
now I'm curious.
Phoenix area, you know, Phoenix metropolitan.
I'm really curious, dude. And now I'm actually going to Google it later.
Too many fucking...
Fuck it, dude. All right, man. So I ask this question somewhat regularly because I'm just always fucking intrigued. I need to know two things, man. What's your, let's say, top three favorite cereal? Let's just start with that.
Wow, top three favorite.
I'm a cereal lord, dude. I'm an elitist. I respect cereal, dude.
Okay, well, this means a lot to me.
Good.
Honestly, when it comes down to fucking cereal.
Good.
I eat cereal constantly.
Me too.
My mom hates me for fucking eating cereal because I'm doing it at like 2-3 in the morning.
Yep. You know what I mean? Or like, hey, do you want dinner? I'm like,
Yeah, it's like.
Rice Krispie, Cocoa Krispie sounds pretty fucking good right now. Like,
yeah, it's like if you're fucking up at 3 in the morning eating a goddamn cereal, you want it to be kind of. People are saying eat adult cereal. Like, you may want to, you know, keep that number three as Trix, you know.
Come on, dog, adult cereal.
Come on, let's be honest.
Yeah. Okay, so now, like, do you have, like, an idea?
Do we want to split it? Do we want to split it into regular cereals?
Nope, top three, okay, so all time for you.
Okay, all time.
Pure preference.
Let's see here. When it comes down to... Number three on my
okay, cereals. So starting bottom from the top, okay,
yeah,
okay,
yeah, motherfucker, yeah, we want to keep the surprise,
rolling. Okay, motherfucker.
When it comes down to it, I like to have Pops.
Such a good cereal,
yeah,
dude.
Because it's
so
like,
simple and it's amazing.
It's kind of like some of that. What do you call Golden Puffs? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's kind of like Golden Puffs, but it's like so fucking much crunchier.
And it's just like
oh my god,
it's like fluffy and crunchy.
Texture on this.
I know. I love Pops, man. Shout
I'm a
out.
Huge fan of texture when it comes to cuisine.
Same, dude. Not only am I a huge fan of texture, I am. It is imperative that there's texture contrast, like crunchy and soft and all that. Like I need, it can't all just be, when I make a sandwich, dude, I have to put chips or lettuce on it. I have to have something crunch, dude. If I bite into a sandwich and it's just all meat, cheese, and bread.
Seriously.
Fuck, dog. It sucks.
You're giving me a shitty ass fucking sandwich with fucking lettuce, tomato, fucking provolone.
And fucking who, dude.
When I just want to fucking melt.
Can we stop fucking putting tomatoes on sandwiches, dog? Making every fucking ingredient soggy.
Yeah, yeah.
If you put it under the lettuce, that doesn't get the bread soggy, but it makes the fucking lettuce soggy. And soggy lettuce defeats the goddamn purpose of even having it on there in the first place. If you put it on top of the lettuce, the bread gets soggy, man. Fucking tomatoes are stupid as fuck to put on sandwiches.
If you tuck the tomatoes between two pieces of lettuce... Well, then
it'll all get soggy.
It all works. It all works.
Only way I can see this working is if you put the tomato between the cheese and the meat. That's the only way I can see this working.
But then all the fucking juice from the tomato drips out because it has nothing to absorb it.
Yeah.
Fuck tomatoes on sandwiches, dude. I'm making my stand right now.
Yeah, seriously.
Okay, so number three, Pops. Sorry. Go. I'm a sandwich elitist, dude. I have to make sure people know the deal, man. Tomatoes don't belong on sandwiches, man.
Tomatoes don't fucking belong.
Put it on the side.
You know, I don't give a fuck about the fucking sandwich. You know, motherfuckers.
Hey.
Just like, if you're drunk like a son of a bitch, well, then, like, you just fucking start cramming foods and shit.
No. Sandwiches are a staple of my... Dude, this body is sponsored by sandwiches. And cereal. Honestly. Okay, so... number three was Pops. What was number two for you?
For number two, mm-hmm. Cereal ranking list.
Gang, gang.
We're going to go.
There's a lot of them out there. A lot of good ones. You can do it, man. Don't stall Kicks. Any longer.
It's a lot like... Pops, but
that's disappointing. Number
it's
two,
it's a little bit more bland, you know what I mean?
I understand
because I gotta, you know, I gotta chill it on the sugar.
The pure kicks or the berry kicks?
I gotta stop. Wait. The berry kicks, I don't like them. I don't like the berry kicks,
okay?
But the pure kicks are delicious, dude.
Yeah, that's
the berry kicks. I want them to be berry, but they're just so bland in the fucking. I don't want to be eating pastels when I'm eating it because I've had a box of fucking berry cakes and I decided no more berry cakes.
I just, you know what? You've been talking for the last 30 seconds. I just can't believe the number two is kicks. Mm-hmm. I didn't think I was going to be this disappointed when I initially heard it, but now that I'm just thinking about the taste, how comparable it is to Pops, but so inferior in so many ways, yeah. I respect your preference, but I'm going to let you know as a cereal lover, in my own opinion, flop, dude. All right, number one.
Okay. Number one on the goddamn motherfucking cereal
on the
list.
Cereal. What is the fuck the cereal Scoville scale? What's the hot? What's the hottest?
Going to be Fruity Pebbles.
Goddamn, Fruity that's a Pebbles. Great number one.
Fruity Pebbles is number one because that's I a great love number Fred one. Flintstone.
Dude, he's a G.
Fred Flintstone and Bam Bam and his fucking little wife. Yep. Hilarious.
Fred too, being the fucking idiot he is.
Yeah,
I think I relate more to Fred, but that's okay.
Yeah. Fred, he's good. Yeah. But
you think Fred fucks, dude?
Fred fucks like a motherfucker.
I think so too, man.
Fred is like he's in his like that's a Porsche that he's in,
right?
You know?
I mean, yeah, he's using his feet. Doesn't make it not a Porsche.
It's a lot like a Buick LaCrosse. You know what I mean? It's a lot like
I do not know
because it's that rock car that he's running on his own two feet, you know. It's all man powered.
Is that what Buick comes out with? Just running powered cars.
Well, you know, Fred Flintstone. You know, Fred Flintstone is a staple in at home consumed fucking.
What like we're trying to say
cartoon
is the Flintstone family.
Yeah,
early day mafioso, dude. You know, did you ever see anyone fuck over the Flintstones? Nah, son. They tried. They tried, but they failed.
When it comes down to the Flintstones, I'm like, if they're not doing back-to-back reruns of Flintstones with pairing them with Fred Flintstones and fucking the Jetsons, you know what I mean?
See, I wasn't a huge fan of the
then
Jetsons.
Then it's like fucking A, dog, you know?
You're right. Like, you got a whole morning lined up to like, perfection. Flintstones and the Jetsons, bro. Let's get high as fucking do this.
Yeah, it's like I just want to see like the Jetsons and Fred Flintstones come together
right.
on a collaborative episode. And it would probably involve domestic abuse because that's what the times
right.
demand. Dude, I saw somebody wearing a tank top the other day. Somebody wearing a tank top. Is there someone in this?
I don't know, man. You got it.
all right. It's probably something.
Yeah. Which is just tobacco, by the way. Actually, it's not even that. We're not. Just go. Go on. We don't know where this.
When it comes down to people wearing tank tops, I'm like,
it's pretty fucking.
Should I call him a wife beater? This is what my fucking mother taught me to call it, but should I call it a wife beater? I don't know.
Yeah, man. People wearing tank tops give off a very aggressive vibe. It's either they're the most lankiest, like, pussy-looking guy ever, and, like, okay, he's, like, just so skinny, it makes sense to wear a tank top. But then it's, like, the other guys who, like, you know, have been working out for a year, and they think that they're, like, ready to wear one, and they carry themselves in such a machismo manner. It's like, yeah, you probably do hit women.
Yeah, don't hit women. Okay?
Don't hit women.
Even though it seems very appealing to do when you're watching cops on daytime television.
Right. It's like, oh. And I honestly truly believe that there is a correlation of football fanatics and spousal abuse. You know, I'm not saying all sports fans beat their wives, but I am saying everyone that's beat their wife is a sports fan.
Yeah.
Right, can we kind of say that generally?
I think that...
That's an aggressive thing to just to be a part of. To be a genuine fan of sports and then... you know what I mean?
You say every sports player beats their wife.
No. See, listen to me, Avery. I'm not saying every sports fan beats their wife, but I'm saying all people who've beat their wives are sports fans.
Right.
Football, more specifically.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't think anyone's just beating the shit out of each other watching Tiger win or anything. You know what I mean? But, yeah, football fans, the ones that are really into it, I feel like they've hit a woman before, dude.
Well, like, when it comes down to, you know, hitting women, there's a way to be discreet about it. You know, there's a particular way to just, you know, just shut the fuck up, bitch. And just move past it, you know.
quick sidebar. Hell Tire Podcast does not endorse this portion of the podcast. Avery does speak as an individual contributor. We do not.
No. This is all on you. This is all...
I'm gonna get the fucking hate mail. Like, you fucking wife beating piece of shit. You hit women, dude.
You're hitting women. People know. Thinking about drinking more Budweisers and Bud Lights.
Dude, I look like a Keystone man.
Miller High Life is lying to you. They say that the champagne of beers.
Come on,
it's actually Coors Banquets.
What is that even supposed to mean? The champagne of beers? What the fuck is that supposed to mean?
I don't fucking know. You know that you're lying about it.
Right.
But, okay, let's just, whatever.
What if you love beer and hate champagne? Then what? You're disincentivizing a whole bunch of people.
Yeah.
I don't like beer.
Yeah, for real.
So if I see the champagne of beer, I might try that.
Honestly, I wish I could drink beer, you know.
No, you don't, dude.
When I go out to a show, I'm like, since I'm 17, I'm like, drink in honor of me, you know.
Dude.
But Coors Banquets takes it home.
Yeah, brother.
Every time.
I'm a fan of Dos Equis, man. I like I like imported beers, bro. Nice. For some reason, Mexico does something right, man.
Dude, you know what?
It's light enough to really enjoy, actually.
When it comes to Mexican beers, I'm on that Corona.
Corona's fire, too.
Corona.
Lime required, though. Yeah. Let's be real. See, I stopped fucking around, dude. If I ever, like, go to a house party or something like that and they have Corona, I'll go look in their fucking refrigerator and see if they just have lime juice. Fuck the squeezing the lime in there shit, man. Let's just get it. Let's just get it going, bro.
You know what? Just fucking... I'm not about squeezing the lime. Would I squeeze the lime?
You just don't enjoy the finer things in life yet, man. It's good. You will.
That's a shame you just go for the fucking lime juice.
I do the lime, too.
I just fucking pop the lime down in there. I don't even squeeze
it. Doesn't do enough for me, man. I like it. I like to really taste the lime, man.
Yeah.
You know, and if they have, like, if we ever get a pitcher... I'm like, yo, give me a handful of limes. And I just all up in there, let them soak to the bottom, and then we're good. Yeah. But one beer at a time, one lime don't do shit. And I only need three to get fucked up, so I don't need a lot of lime. But just give me a couple, man.
Hey, if you're you know, drinking a lot of Coronas in the daytime, well,
not in the daytime.
do you... Do you want to throw a little lime in your drink or what?
Put the lime in the Corona and mix it all up.
Hell yeah. Jafini. I love Barry Manilow.
Is that Barry Manilow? I don't think that's Barry Manilow, man.
Barry Manilow sounds like... Dude. I can't even do it. Maybe you.
No.
That's Barry White.
That's Barry White.
Who the fuck's Barry Manilow then, dude?
It's Barry Manilow is... he's Copacabana, you know what I mean? At the Copa. Hey, Copacabana.
Well, then that might be Barry Manilow then, right? Who fucking knows? Definitely not Barry White.
That's Barry Manilow. But okay. Barry White is cool because, like,
I can't believe you are telling, like, describing the difference between the Barrys. What music did you grow up listening to? Were you, like, did your mom keep Barry Manilow and Barry White on repeat?
When it came down to getting all down and dirty. Mm-hmm. Wait.
No, yeah, hold on. Wait, let me rephrase the question.
To my mother giving me music selections. I wanted to listen to my own music, which is Daryl Hall back as a child.
Okay.
But
before Hall and Oates or after,
you know,
Hall and Oates.
She was raising me on that, you know, shit, just the shit that like they play on 104.3.
Oh, love it, dude. Yeah. My mom too.
It
used to be Blaze 104.3 way back in the day, bro.
Yeah. Oh, damn. I think the name of 104.3 is
Kiss FM now, right?
Kiss FM, yeah. I know it's fucking Kiss FM, but they have Heartbreak Hotel on there.
Yep. Every 10 o'clock.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. But I was, you know, listening to Zapp and Roger, you know.
Hell
what I mean?
Yeah, man.
Charlie Wilson and the Gap Band.
Yep.
Like Frankie Beverly Mays. Oh, hell yes.
Shy Light, dog. Spinners.
Hell yes, dog. Yep.
Me too,
but,
man.
I'm like, fuck that. Fuck all of that shit. But because, like, their voices are like, they're barely fucking there, man.
I know.
They're so shaky now.
I know. I went
to the Arizona Jazz Festival just recently.
Okay. Yeah. Ooh, Erykah Badu, right, was there this year?
Erykah Badu was there.
Oh, my God. She had to be perfect
Kim
still, right?
Kim was there. Jill Scott was there. Charlie Wilson put it on the show, and he came
Charlie
out.
Charlie Wilson.
In a lit up fucking suit.
That's some pimp shit, dude.
I was like, wow.
That's some pimp shit. Jill Scott's not too old, right? She's still killing it, right?
And then Kim just comes out, plays on the keys, closes it out. Jill Scott, she's barely on. She's barely on, you know what I mean? I don't know why she doesn't want to do more music, but like her voice is very out of nowhere, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just like... My mom brought me up on these fucking old school ass tunes.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I listen to a lot of new shit, you know. Big fan of Clara.
Okay.
She's a little something with, what is it, Raina Jill Scott?
I don't know. Okay. I don't know, yeah.
I'm not sure.
I got a fucking eyelash in my eye, dog. fucking with me, dude.
God damn.
Yeah, I know how it is, though, man. I went and saw Bob Dylan one year. Like, this was like 5 or 6 years ago, and I went and saw Bob Dylan. I couldn't believe I was seeing him.
Amazing.
I was like, dude, this is going to be so fucking sick.
Yeah.
Dude, his voice is so... It was already not the best singing voice anyways, but it was the worst the worst sounding performance I've ever heard. But it was Bob Dylan, dude.
Yeah.
So it was like still really cool to like see him playing and sing along to the songs. And like, but the thing is, like, you couldn't even sing along because he would play it way different because his voice can't do any of that anymore.
It was
fucking terrible, to be honest.
Dude, I'd honestly love to see Bob Dylan, dude.
And I would go again. But now I know, like, this is just to say I did it and try to enjoy his presence and his musical ability, but like, it's bad, dude.
I actually when it comes to concerts and whatnot, dog, like, it's cool to like go to those fucking amphitheaters where you see Beyonce and like Jay-Z, like fucking you got fucking Kanye opening up for them.
Sure,
it's like damn, they just flew him through on a Jay, and it's like oh yeah, that's literally what they did. And then it's like you know they're listening to that fucking banging ass motherfucking Jay-Z and Beyonce collab.
Not man.
The Carters were...
Watch the Throne is the coolest thing Jay-Z's released in a very, very long time. Oh, shit. Did it spill?
Nah.
Okay,
it's
cool.
All good. The Circle K coffee is still there.
Okay, cool.
That's just a local joke, but...
I think Circle K is national, right? Or is that Arizona only?
Circle K, I think they got them all over the country, but
who fucking knows, man.
I don't think so.
I'm glad the cup. I'm glad the cup is intact, man. It's time, man. We hit an hour, bro. All
right,
this is the easiest fucking conversation I've had in a really long time.
Yeah, dude, it was really glad to do this, and big fan of Beyonce and Jay-Z's, the Carters. When they have a little verse by Beyonce, you know?
Right? Just a little subtle,
and it's just like she's talking about the waterfalls and whatnot. And
still talking about the fucking waterfalls, dog.
Letting it breathe and whatnot.
Yeah.
And then Jay-Z comes through with the fucking goddamn sample
with the fucking super heat.
He's like, "Let it breathe." He says that real quick, you know.
Yep.
And it's just like, oh man.
They know what they're doing, dude.
Very heartfelt shit. But then it's also good to go to see artists like NOFX and Fiddlar.
Yep. And it's even cool to see like bands that you don't even fucking want to see in a place you didn't count on seeing someone, like at a bar. That's how I fucking do. One of my favorite artists right now, personally.
Dude, Life's a Risk. That's Fiddlar.
Fuck yeah, dog.
Dude, it's a flawless ass goddamn garage band. And
now look at him.
Fucking love that shit.
Do you fucking headbang by yourself when you listen to him?
I don't headbang by myself. Fuck that.
All right, man. Well, I think you should try it one
day. I like to be moshing.
There you go.
I start a mini mosh pit while I'm listening to other people's music.
You got
to
come to Missy's show.
Yeah, it's just like we all
on
know
the 31st and mosh, dude.
Being aggressive.
Yeah. This is all intentional, everybody. So everyone, calm the fuck down. Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, dude, again, thank you so fucking much, man, for being on the podcast. I'm a genuine fan of yours as a fan of comedy. I'm not just a comedian to comedian, but you were on the open mic that I was on for the first time I ever did comedy at Comedy Off Main Street, RIP. Shout out to Chris Zucker.
Fuck yeah.
So you were on that. Danielle Arce, I think, was on that too. And that was like the first time I ever like was around a comedian or comedians. And it was a fucking great time, man. So thank you for always being cool to me, man.
Of course, man. Like, I know we're all just out here trying to fucking create a broader fucking audience.
Yep.
It's not even about like trying to... be odd and like reaching for a new like fucking avenue to make jokes in a collaborative, in a clever way, you know what I mean? Like
it's very organic.
It's best to just be organic and natural in yourself, you know what I mean?
Yep.
And it was good to, you know, just really talk about that.
Yeah, I agree.
But also I do want to say that look, I do steal cheeseburgers. Man.
Yeah. Yeah. Plug up all your shit right now, dude.
On Instagram.
The Cheeseburger Bandit.
On Instagram. You have got to get me on Cheeseburger Bandit. Yeah,
and I'll put the link in the description, too. Make sure they can just click it if they can't find it, because some people are fucking little incompetent.
What? It's all good.
Do you hear me?
It's all good.
You have any shows coming up?
Actually, yeah. I'll be...
This will come out in 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Yep.
All right. Well, that's fine. God damn it. I'll be at the lounge.
Yes.
Let's pull out the phone on this.
Okay.
Let's pull out the phone.
Yeah, while you're pulling out the phone.
When it comes down to doing stand-up, an iPhone helps. And
yep.
I think Apple already knows this.
Apple knows the fucking deal, dude. I need to start utilizing my calendar feature in my phone, dude. I'm lazy about that. I just try to remember everything, and sometimes I get fucked up.
So we got June 8th, folks.
Hell yes.
and at the lounge. Yourself, you know, I don't give a fuck about performing for comedians because it's heat. It's heat, motherfucker.
Strike hard.
But, so June 8th at the lounge. June 8th
will be not at the lounge, oh, okay. But we'll be over in Chandler.
Okay.
Doing a 10 o'clock spot at Improv Mania.
Hell yeah.
And it'll be wholesome. I'm actually working out some new jokes about public transportation and Whole Foods.
There you go.
I don't think, like, there's barely a way to segue those two things into each other, but
you'll find a way, dude.
June 8th, those will be fucking absolute pure heat.
Yep.
All right, and then June 6th.
Okay.
Yeah, I said June 8th before 6th.
Yep.
The Sixth Sense Theater yes. Doing this show. It's gonna be a cosplay show.
That's tight, dude.
It's gonna have some really cool local names on there, and I'll be dressed up as Luke Cage.
Hell yeah!
Dressed up as Luke Cage.
That's what's up, dude.
And I'm gonna be like, hey. Black man, like on
try
Netflix
me.
Or some bullshit.
Right.
Hell hey, yeah. Fucking nothing wrong with a black man working.
Hey, you said it, bro. You said it.
I should on stage and gotta stop, but but it's all good.
Hell yeah, man. So again, guys, Cheeseburger Bandit. The Cheeseburger Bandit on Instagram, June 6th and 8th. Make sure you catch this good show. I'm going to link his shows below. I'm also going to link the Instagram, so go follow him. Show your support. Make sure you just fucking do that. Don't be a little bitch. That's for me. June 9th, I'm going to do a New Faces of Comedy show at Stand Up Live. June 23rd, I'll be at the Pitch a Tent Music Festival in Flagstaff, Arizona. So we're going to be doing a giveaway for a pair of tickets to that this week. So make sure you follow me on Instagram at SadBoyShinobi or at Bubba McComb, and we'll make sure you get a chance to win a pair of those motherfucking tickets, dude. And for now, I think that's about it. Yeah, I think that's all the shows I have. So again, thank you guys so much for tuning in to another wonderful episode of the Hella Tired Podcast with Avery Gingrey, a.k.a. the Cheeseburger Bandit. I love y'all motherfuckers.